You are listening to the Double A Club, and this is your host, NY Boom, and my co-host, Big Daz. We'll be talking about trending topics and healthcare. And basically, just as a disclaimer, to just let the listeners know that this is just basically on our opinions and speculations. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. Let's start off and kick off with our first topic.
Well, let me get into my first celebrity. My first celebrity is about Orlando Brown. I don't know if you remember him, but he was an actor on a TV show called That's So Raven with Raven some more. And Raven some more was the little light skinned chick, the youngest one that played in the Cosby.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, okay. Well, this guy has been having some financial problems in the last couple of years, and he's been homeless for God knows how long, and arrested. Yeah, and he was arrested for attacking his brother with a hammer.
Actual hammer or a gun?
No, a hammer. A hammer.
An actual hammer.
An actual hammer. Yeah. And his brother was trying to help him out, you know what I'm saying, giving him a place to live. And I guess Orlando Brown's been having problems with drug use. And I don't know what happened, but he attacked his brother and stuff like that with a confrontation. Right. And it's sad to see some of these people. I mean, like, it's sad to see just regular people that you see, like, at work or at the store or gym or wherever you do, go through drug addiction. But then it's especially sad when you get to see somebody kind of like who you grew up with watching TV or something like that, and they just can't get their life together when they were so high, like they were doing so well. And you know, this guy's just having a bad problem with drugs, you know. And he's been arrested before for burglary. I've obviously been arrested for possession of drugs. He's been on the Dr. Phil show, and they try to do an intervention with him to get him back, to get him off the drugs. Yeah, so, I mean, there has been some support system help to him, but, you know, when you're hooked on drugs, you know very well from one of our cousins who used to be hooked on drugs, that's sometimes it's almost impossible to get off of the shit.
And I think now
he's currently involved in a TV series, a reality TV series on the Zeus channel. I think it's called Bad Boys of Atlanta or some shit like that. And hopefully he get his life together after the show and not go back to the drugs, because that's the thing. When you're broke and you don't have drugs and you go through this whole fucking, you know, these issues where you have to steal and do all this stuff to get your money right. But then once you start having money, you tend to revert back to the drugs. So I hope that he doesn't go back to the drugs now, because he's becoming successful through this show.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, but cocaine's all the drug.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's cocaine. It might be something else. I'm not sure. I don't know what drugs he was on.
Well, I have no clue. I'm just saying the Rick James line. But it's sad because, you know, unfortunately, people like that are not the people that they grew up as. You know, they're just fiends. And the fiend is only going to think about what the next hit is. That's sad. Unfortunately, that's sad, but it is the world that we are living in today. And not even today, it's just the battle that he has to fight. And he has to do it himself.
And hopefully he's willing to take on that battle, because a lot of times they just don't want to battle.
Wow. So regardless whether he wants to take it on or not, he's in it. He's in the fight.
Yeah, he's in it. He's in it.
We just have to practice doing the right thing. And he knows what it is. I'm pretty sure. Usually people, they already know what the hell the problem is. They just don't practice doing more of it. And that's the
problem. Also don't want to stop it. They don't want to stop the problem. They want to keep going because they enjoy it.
Well, they always, I don't think so. I think they always do want to stop it. Because if you talk to any one of them, they always do want to stop it. The problem is that they feel that it's too hard. It's too difficult to stop.
Well, life is hard. Life is too difficult to stay alive, but we all do it.
That's what I tell people. I tell them all the time. I'm like, I don't know what you thought was going to be easy in the world, because you're lucky you got easy sleep. Like, other than that, like, it's tough every moment you up. Like, I don't understand why you're not used to it. You should be used to it by now.
You should have some level of armor on your skin.
Yeah.
And deal with that, at least that, the minimum requirements.
But also, that's the problem with this day and age. Like, ever since the internet came out, people just been getting softer and softer, more emotional, more emo. Jesus, like, you can't even say things. Like, I thought in America it was freedom of speech, and there ain't no more freedom of speech. Like, you're restricted you have to say certain things.
You definitely have to be careful with what you say nowadays. Someone's going to take you to court to be offended or close you down.
Mm-hmm. Like, offending you can ruin your life. Like, what? Man, shut the fuck up. Get over it. It's a fucking emotion. Get over it. You got offended, do better. You know? Shit.
Well, here's another thing. Do you know that the singer for Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, is going through court for an issue that is related to some of the lyrics in his song?
Oh, really? Which one? Does it Walk Like a Man?
Well, I don't. It's not particularly one song. I think he's mentioned it in multiple songs.
Oh, wow.
But let's get into this article. Was written by Ethan Milman, right? Mm-hmm. And the person who's taken Steven Tyler to court, her name is Julia Holcomb.
Okay.
And she claims that Steven Tyler has had sexual relationships with her in the 1970s. During that time, she was 16 and Steven Tyler was 25.
And she's taking him to court now?
Yes, now. Because I guess she sees what's been happening to a lot of these men who are in these
I mean, you're suing a whole different man right now. Like, I mean, listen, I'm not for nothing, 25, 16... Shut the fuck up. Like, you bugging. Yo, throw that shit out. The judge better not even look at that shit. Are we talking about the 70s? I
mean, yeah.
Like, think about it. Like, he wasn't a groupie.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Bill Cosby went to jail for something that happened 30 years ago.
Oh, man.
Allegedly 30 years ago.
Yeah, but
we don't even know if it really happened.
That was more of like, he drugged her.
Yeah,
like that was. Yeah, that's different. That's real rape. That's real rape.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Sagittarius rape is not. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like.
Oh, well,
Go ahead.
But this is underage. You know what I'm saying? So this is real too. She was underage. Yes, I understand. She was a groupie. I don't want to say she was. She was probably a groupie. But she was still underage. So that is technically, by any state that you go, considered rape. Because she is not at the age to give consent.
Okay. But,
okay. So 25 to 16, that's still rape regardless.
This is This is in the 70s, right?
Yes, it was in the 70s, so it's 30 years ago. Yes, it's 30 years ago, yes.
All right.
30 years ago.
When did they pass that law of 18 being sagittarius being raped?
I don't know, but
because I don't think it was that long from there.
No, I think that law was still active even in the 70s, maybe before that. I'm not sure the actual date when that.
I'm pretty sure it was, but it wasn't that long ago from there.
Yeah.
Well, so what I mean to say by that is like the I guess. There's really no justification. There is no justification. I can't even try to say that.
Yeah, yeah. There's no justification.
But
I have an issue with is
how
the statute of limitation.
Yes, that's
the length of
how long.
Like,
yes,
you're doing that all of a sudden 30 years later. Now, 30 40
now?
Years later. Now,
God,
you should have done
like
that
50
at least
years later. That's like 50 years ago.
What? No, the 70s was like 30, 40, I don't know, 80, whatever. 90, it's a long time.
20. Yeah, 50 years ago. 50 okay. years ago.
Yeah, you should have at least come across with this shit at least 20, 30 years ago. Not
even. I think 30 years is too long. I mean, but the rape, the using tools is a different story. Like, if you're using something that fucks with my memory, you know, 30 years ago, I might have just figured it out.
Well, here's the thing. You know? The Bill Cosby situation, that drug does not mess up people's memories.
I'm just it saying, just, like, the drugging someone, that should give, like, you gotta, like, that's something serious. That's more serious to me. Like, if he did use it, I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying using a drug to rape anybody, a female, a male, I feel like that should be something that should be considered as, yeah, very serious. I would take that more serious than something
underage?
Like the time length, because I can't even say the underage, because if the underage happens right now, I would fucking throw the book at the kid, yeah, whoever did it. Yeah, I would. I'm not disagreeing with the underage thing. I'm talking, it's the time, the statute of limitations that you said, yeah.
I think the statute of limitations should apply on there's got to be statute of limitations on all these crimes. I mean, seriously, like, after 10 or 15 years, it should not, there's no point, because, like, for real, like, if the guy's in his 70s, why you're going to put him to jail now?
Yeah, you're talking to a whole different man, not for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He probably made some life changes already.
Yeah, he's probably done now. Like, the man's probably not even doing what you think he's doing, what he did. And I'm not, like, the only, I don't know, man, but statute of limitations, yeah, it should be considered in these laws. Especially because now they just, to me, it's like, now they just planning, now they just waiting until the person has money or something and they find out or whatever the case may be. But it's like now you're just planning things out. And I just don't.
Well, this case is super complicated. So the reason why it's complicated is because Julia's parents were involved in this. Julia's parents granted Steven Tyler guardianship of Julia at the time. So the time frame is like 1973 to 76. This is when it specifically happened.
Okay? Yeah.
So his parents gave him the guardianship to her to allow him to travel state to state with Julia while she's underage, and as long as he can travel with her, he can continue having sex with her anywhere he wants, technically, because he could travel with her, but she's still underage, and if you ask for guardianship from the parents, you knew that she was underage. So, in a way, he knew he was committing a crime, if it was a crime during that time.
I mean, the only thing he could say right at that point is he was traveling, and he only had sex with another countries.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but he still, he knew she was underage. He knew she was underage.
Yeah, but in other countries, that's not against the law.
You're right, but what if he's in another state in the U.S.? Remember, he also traveled to the U.S.
That's what I'm saying. That's his debate. His debate will be he only had sex with her out of the country.
Yeah, he could say that.
Nobody can prove it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess not.
I think he could say that. Maybe I might be wrong, but I think he could say that.
So, Tyler wrote in a memoir, I guess he has a book out, that he almost had a teen bride and parents signed over custody so he can travel with her without getting arrested. So, stating that, you already know this is not legal.
He fucked up.
up right there.
Yeah, like I said, it's a complicated fucking case, man.
Yeah, that's complicated, yo.
So, he also wrote, and this is in his memoir, right? My bad self being 26, and she barely old enough to drive, and sexy as hell. I just fell madly in love with her. She was cute, skinny, little tomboy, dressed up as little Bo Peep. She was my heart's desire, my partner in crime of passion. Partner in crimes of passion.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the dude you know what he just did? He went to the closet. Got himself these red leather gloves. The Lamborghini red leather gloves, right?
Yeah.
And he put them on his hands. And he said, and he looks at the gloves on his hands, and he's like, wow, they fit.
Is it?
Yeah, he literally just put the red hands on, red gloves on his hand. There's no catching him red-handed. He put it on.
Oh man!
I mean, like,
yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. I gotta say, I mean, he sang mad songs about her, but you know, he probably, what he really did wrong is he got her mad. That's what happened.
Whatever he did,
She probably wouldn't be doing this 50 years later. He got her real mad. He got her tight.
Yeah, he did something. He probably did something to hurt her.
Yeah. That's what this is. This is a woman scorned. Like, oh, yeah? You want to do that? I'm going to sue your ass. That's what white women do.
Yeah,
I'll take your name.
Yeah, that's true. So, and remember going what you mentioned like earlier, that you said like you got to be careful with what you say now and stuff like that. Yeah. Right?
Thank you for listening to the AA Club. Listen to us next episode to continue this topic. If you want to reach us on the email, it's AAClubPodcast@gmail.com. Catch you on the next one.